Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Canadian officials speak out against persecution of Falun Gong. Athens, Greece, ancient cultivation practice gains broad support. Israeli teen, Falun Dafa teaches me compassion and endurance. Japan, support for Falun Gong lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Posters draw attention to lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. And abandoned toll station turned into brainwashing center for Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Canadian officials speak out against persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners from Ottawa, Toronto, and Montreal gathered on Ottawa's Parliament Hill on December 9th, the eve of Human Rights Day, to call for government support to help end the persecution of Falun Gong in China. They delivered 95,000 petition signatures to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, urging the Canadian government to pressure China to end the persecution of Falun Gong and to release 10 imprisoned family members of Canadian Falun Gong practitioners. Several members of Parliament spoke at the rally to express their support. Liberal MP Judy Sugrow brought greetings on behalf of Prime Minister Trudeau and told the crowd that the Prime Minister had taken up their concerns. She said during her speech in recent meetings that Prime Minister Trudeau has had with the Chinese leaders the issue of human rights in China, and specifically the Falun Dafa was raised by Prime Minister Trudeau to the Chinese president. MP Scott Reed has been a strong supporter of Falun Gong ever since the persecution was launched in 1999. He stated, "It's been 15 years since I was first elected. I take a lot of pride in the fact that the very first issue I raised in the House of Commons, my very first intervention in the House of Commons, was the condition of Falun Gong practitioners of conscience in the People's Republic of China." MP Kent is a former Minister of the Environment. He is also the chair of the Parliamentary Friends of Falun Gong. Recently, he issued a press release calling on the new Prime Minister to urge China to end the persecution of Falun Gong during meetings with his Chinese counterpart. MP Kent said during his speech, "I did, upon the election of the new government, send a respectful letter to our new Prime Minister asking in his initial meeting with the Chinese President to continue to convey in the clearest and most forceful terms to the Chinese government Canada's human rights concerns, particularly with regard to the 16 year of brutal, deadly, extrajudicial persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. The greatest single group of persecuted individuals in human rights terms in China in recent years." Former Minister of Justice and Attorney General of Canada, Mr. Erwin Kotler, praised Falun Gong for bringing spiritual and mental health to millions all over the world. He said, "To stand on the right side of history and to appreciate that the treatment of the Falun Gong will be a litmus test of whether China stands with the rest of the world on the right side of history." Former Secretary of State, Asia Pacific, Mr. David Kilgore said, "That's a very, very positive step. I'm sure you'd all agree. Please let the new Trudeau government pressure Beijing to end its persecution, torture, and killing of Falun Gong practitioners, which has been going on now since 1999. Especially the pillaging, trafficking in their vital organs that has killed tens of thousands of them as prisoners of conscience." Falun Gong practitioners distributed flyers and collected signatures at major street crossings around Parliament Hill. Many government employees, local residents, and tourists signed the petition to support Falun Gong's work to end the persecution.
Athens, Greece, ancient cultivation practice gains broad support. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities at Syntagma Square and the Athens Railway Station on the weekend of December 11th and 12th, 2015. Athens, the capital of modern Greece, has been the center of Greek civilization for 4,000 years. Falun Dafa is an ancient cultivation practice rooted in 5,000 years of Chinese civilization. and a self-improvement practice that has benefited people in more than 100 countries. Many expressed interest in learning Falun Dafa and signed petitions calling to end the persecution of the practice by the communist regime in China. Syntagma Square. Practitioners explained Falun Dafa to passers-by on December 11th at Syntagma Square, also known as Constitution Square. Drawn in by the gentle exercises being demonstrated, many people stopped to read the posters and learn more. One of them said, "I am sorry to hear about the persecution in China. It's just too outrageous." Many people signed petitions calling to end the suppression in China, especially the regime's killing of imprisoned practitioners and harvesting their organs for profit. A group of tourists from Russia was impressed by the calm and gentle exercises. "I like this. Can someone teach me?" one of them asked. A practitioner introduced her to the books and free exercise instruction videos online. Another member in the group remarked, "I know what the Chinese Communist Party is, because I have been through communism." She hopes more people will join the effort and bring the persecution to an end sooner. Railway Station. The next day, a couple who stopped at the Falun Dafa booth at Athens Railway Station were excited to meet practitioners. The wife said, "We have practiced yoga, but this seems much better, and we could feel a strong energy." Many people coming from the train station were curious about the exercises and took informational materials. One woman said, "It's hard to imagine such a wonderful practice could be banned in China. Shouldn't we all respect human rights?" She and her friends signed petitions supporting lawsuits against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin, who initiated the violent suppression of Falun Dafa in China. An older Chinese man chatted with practitioners for a long time as he watched the exercise demonstration. "I know the Chinese Communist Party is rotten to the core. Otherwise, who would want to leave our motherland and come overseas?" After hearing that more than 190,000 people had filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin, the man said that he knew the day would come for Jiang to be held responsible for his crimes. The man said, "I think I may practice Falun Dafa one day, too."
Israeli teen, Falun Dafa teaches me compassion and endurance. "I could get angry in 1 second and often fought with my little sister," said Yonatan Spurun, recalling his quick temper before learning Falun Dafa. The 15-year-old lives with his family in Israel. His 7-year-old sister, mother, and grandmother began practicing Falun Dafa in 2002. Yonatan, however, did not take to the practice right away. "I picked up the book Juan Falun, read a few pages, and put it away. This repeated several times, and I did not really understand what cultivation practice was. Inspired and calmed. The turning point came about 1.5 years ago. Somehow I decided to read through Juan Falun. It was very interesting, and I finished reading the book in about 2 weeks. Since then, his family and friends have noticed a change in him. He said, when following these Falun Dafa principles, you know what is good for you and what you need to do, such as not drinking and not smoking. These principles have guided me in my cultivation practice. He said that trying to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance was the best and hardest challenge for him. But when you keep reading the book every day, it makes you stronger and you realize new things every day. He became more calm and peaceful. He now gets along well with his younger sister. Falun Dafa has taught me to have compassion and endurance. My sister and I now have a very good relationship. We practice the exercises together and study the Fa together. Ride to Freedom Bike Tour. Earlier this year, Yonatan took part in a cross-country bike ride over the summer in the United States. Starting in Los Angeles on June 1st and arriving at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on July 16th, more than 20 young people rode over 3,000 miles to raise the awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. Although this was the first time Yonatan had visited the U.S., he had quite a thorough experience, traveling through the Mojave Desert and the Rocky Mountains and many other landmarks and cities. "It's a beautiful country," he remarked. He also appreciated the chance to build friendships with the like-minded youths from around the world during the tour. He said, when I came here for this Ride to Freedom project, it was a very good environment for me because I met many teenagers like me. When you speak from your heart, people listen. Because English is not his native language, Yonatan found it challenging when talking to people and media about why he joined the trip. When people know that I'm from Israel and I'm trying to explain in English about something very important, they became interested. Gradually, he realized the language barrier was no longer a problem. When you speak from your heart, people listen to you and are very supportive.
Japan. Support for Falun Gong lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Falun Gong practitioners in the Kyushu area of Japan began collecting petition signatures in a number of cities in late November. The petition gathers support for the lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese leader who launched and directed the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The signature campaign started in Kumamoto and continued to another three prefectures. Local residents greeted the effort with warm support. In Magasaki, a middle-aged gentleman said, "Many Japanese thought what is happening in China has nothing to do with them. Some Japanese are even afraid of the Communist Party. It is great that you guys are holding this kind of activity, which will encourage more people to stand out and speak for justice." Practitioners also talked to people about the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China, where Falun Gong prisoners of conscience are custom-killed for their organs. A young physician said, "I have always had many questions about the organ transplants in China. The whole system and the organ sources are very questionable. Thank you for telling me the truth today. This is what I always wanted to know."
Posters draw attention to lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. The Mingwei website has published articles about practitioners in many areas, putting up posters informing the public of the recent lawsuits against Jiang Zemin for persecuting Falun Gong. With pictures, good design, and detailed explanations, they have become a very effective tool for raising awareness. I recently saw a young man reading one of these posters on a bulletin board on the street. It was freezing cold, and the man kept stomping his feet to keep warm. Nevertheless, he stayed there for a long time reading the poster. Another time, an older man was reading a poster. Several minutes later, he left, and a couple of young people came. They studied it, and one of them commented, "I know it takes courage for practitioners to do this, and I have to admit that this poster was well done. Compared to banners and small signs, these posters provide more information and attract a lot of attention."
Abandoned toll station turned into brainwashing center for Falun Gong. The Shulan city government transformed an abandoned toll station into a brainwashing facility in which the authorities try to coerce Falun Gong practitioners to renounce their faith. Since its opening on August 21, 2014, nearly 100 practitioners from Shulan and neighboring cities in Jilin province have been held there. The majority of the currently detained practitioners are those who have filed lawsuits against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin, who initiated the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. Overview. The two-story building is located near the small village of Qiaoying. The gate is unmarked. The only sign identifying the facility is at the entrance. The building has a duty rotation office, a canteen, a kitchen, a few storage rooms, and a large meeting room that can hold 20 to 30 people. Falun Gong practitioners taken to the center are held individually on the second floor. To date, the center has conducted 10 sessions, each lasting between 10 days and a month. Brainwashing tactics. Various tactics are used in attempts to force practitioners to renounce their beliefs, including monitoring, restriction of movement, and intensified sessions. Each practitioner is monitored around the clock by two individuals, who are either the practitioner's colleagues or local government employees from where they lived. They are responsible for reporting the practitioner's movements to the 610 office each morning. Those who refuse to renounce their belief have their freedom restricted. Their every movement is monitored, including eating, sleeping, and using the restroom. Each room has a surveillance camera, bars on the windows, and a television and DVD player used to show propaganda videos. Practitioners held in the center are forced to attend intensive brainwashing sessions three times per day. These sessions include propaganda videos and indoctrination talks given by the monitors, each of whom is paid 200 yuan per day. The monitors and agents from the 610 office try various ploys to persuade practitioners to renounce Falun Gong. Practitioners and their families are also threatened. For example, they are told, "We are sending you to the class to save you. We won't send you to prison, and you can go home if you are transformed. However, if you don't transform and refuse to do so, you'll eventually be sentenced. You won't survive the torture in prison like the deathbed." Center leadership. The current head of the brainwashing center is Lee Yongbo. Since Lee took on the role as head of the local 610 office in late 2013, he started pushing for the brainwashing center in Chulan City and was actively involved in the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in Jilin province. Lee intensified the brainwashing efforts at the facility in May of this year. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.